This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Haryana government will provide 10% horizontal reservation to Agniveers in recruitment to certain posts in police, mining and jail departments. Announcing this in a press conference at Chandigarh today, Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini said Agniveers will be provided 10% reservation in direct recruitment to the posts of Constable, Mining Guard, Forest Guard, Jail Warden and SPO in Haryana. He said Agniveers will also be given age relaxation of 3 years in recruitment to Group D. For the first batch, this relaxation will be 5 years. He also announced 5% horizontal reservation to Agniveers in Group C and 1% in Group B posts. The Chief Minister said Agniveers seeking deployment in government departments, boards and corporations will be given priority in matrix scores. He said if Agniveers are given more than 30,000 rupees per month salary in any industrial unit, then the government will give an annual subsidy of 60,000 rupees to that industrial unit. Apart from this, the Chief Minister also announced that if any Agniveer sets up his own enterprise, he will be given an interest-free loan of up to 5 lakh rupees. He said Agniveers will also be given arms license on priority basis. If someone meets with an accident, compensation will also be given under the Road Transport Highway Scheme of the Government of India and free treatment will be provided. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has stressed to create a world-class drug regulatory framework to match the country's reputation of pharmacy of the world. He also emphasized on continuous dialogue with the pharma and medical devices industry to ensure the highest quality of products. Mr. Nadda today held a review meeting on the regulation of drugs, cosmetics and medical devices, highlighting the global position of the country as the leading producer and exporter of drugs. He stressed on the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization to draw a roadmap with timeline to achieve global standards. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has emphasized the use of latest technologies for accessible and affordable healthcare. He said technology is revolutionizing the healthcare sector and the integration of artificial intelligence and machine learning tools can significantly enhance efficiency and improve healthcare delivery. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, the minister said the country is among the top 6 biomanufacturers of the world and has become a cost-effective healthcare destination, highlighting the importance of various schemes like Ayushman Card, Digital Healthcare Mission, PM Jan Aushadhi. The minister said technology plays a crucial role in ensuring equitable access to healthcare. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met former Prime Ministers of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Ram Gulam and Paul Berenja during his official visit to Mauritius. After meeting with Dr. Naveen Ram Gulam, Mr. Jaishankar said they discussed long-standing bilateral partnership and the broad-based desire for its further growth. In his meeting with Mr. Paul, the External Affairs Minister said a lively conversation on contemporary global issues was held between the two leaders. Dr. Jaishankar also met with the Leader of Opposition, Dr. Arvind Bulel. Both the leaders discussed India-Mauritius relationship and its significance for the prosperity and well-being of the Indian Ocean region. The minister also met Leader of the Parti Mauritien Social Democrat, Xavier Luc Duval. A Comoros-flagged oil tanker has capsized off the coast of Oman, leaving all 16 crew members missing, including 13 Indian nationals and 3 Sri Lankans. According to Oman's Maritime Security Center, the ship, named Prestige Falcon, remains submerged and inverted in the waters near Oman's industrial port of Duqm. Authorities have not confirmed whether the vessel has stabilized or if there are any oil leaks. A search and rescue operation has been launched in coordination with the maritime authorities. As of now, no survivors have been found. Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in various parts of the country today. Today marks the martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad and his companions, who laid down their lives for upholding truth, righteousness and justice in Karbala. Tazia processions are being taken out to mark the occasion. In Swedish Open tennis, Indira Sumit Nagal will face world number 36 Mariana Navone of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 in Sweden tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.